I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tuesday, January 15th on the CW from the executive producer of The Vampire Diaries and The Originals comes the incredible story about making contact. Get ready for the highly anticipated arrival of the new series Roswell, New Mexico when Liz Ortega returns to her sleepy, legendary hometown of Roswell where she's reunited with high school crush Max Evans, small-town cop with an extraordinary secret. Drawn together as if by some unforeseen force of attraction, Max reveals to Liz that he's an alien who fell to Earth during the infamous UFO crash of 1947. From another world, he and his brother and sister have lived their entire lives in secret, never telling a soul the truth about what they are or the mind-blowing powers they each possess. When Max's family finally finds out that he has broken their vow of secrecy, events are set in motion that will rock the entire town of Roswell to its core. Don't miss the unbelievable new series, Roswell, New Mexico, Tuesday, January 15th, only on the CW.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're back with your calls, and let's go right at them. London, Ontario, in Canada we go. Hello, Marcel. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. My pleasure.
George, for decades now, I've had this hunch about the whole UFO phenomena with a different spin to it.
Okay, what is it?
And I'm really happy that it's starting to make the rounds finally on the internet. I've seen a great MUFON presentation today by a guy called Guy Malone. Have you ever heard of him?
I've heard of Guy, yes.
Okay, so basically the story is that, you know, the Nazi scientists were aggressively developing amazing flying machines from 1940 to 45.
Mm-hmm.
And they were brought over to the States, right?
Yes, some of them.
Like
some of the others went to the,
of them.
Yeah, the rest went to the Soviet Union.
Right. Now, in 45, they were moved to Texas and White Sands Proving Grounds in New Mexico.
Okay.
And they were experimenting with exotic craft. And in 1947, the Roswell thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the crafts that were being seen around that time by Kenneth Arnold and everybody... It really looked a lot like a German prototype that the Germans were experimenting with in 1944. It was called the Lippisch. But anyway, the thing is, the big secret is not that there's aliens. There are aliens out there. In fact, they wanted people to believe it. They were aliens because they didn't want them to think we had the technology. So the big secret was that Nazi scientists were helping... American scientists work on some exotic craft, and America did not know that they had German scientists here at the time. So that was the big cover-up.
You know what? I can't rule that out. I mean, that theory is as good as any I've heard.
You know, they did a lot of great propaganda by saying, oh, no, it was a balloon, making a ridiculous comment like that because they wanted people to think it was aliens. I'm not saying we haven't been visited.
Right.
You know, but I'm saying that we've been largely duped in regard. They didn't want people to know that they had that technology. And the Germans were really close to anti-gravitic science, and they confiscated Tesla stuff. A couple decades before that, they were on the verge of anti-gravitic science anyway, you know?
Well, if they had that technology 70, 80 years ago, God knows what it's like today.
Well, you know, I've heard it's coming out now that the Foo Fighters was German technology.
Yeah, and those were discs that our pilots would see flying all over the place.
And the Germans claimed they didn't know what they were, but it was their technology. That fly over the White House in 53 with all those crafts, that was the Germans, you know. They took their technology to Antarctica and South America with them, some that got away. And actually, the treaty to end the Second World War was, there was a confidential signing of a treaty that said, okay, you leave us alone in Antarctica and South America. And they won the high-tech war. The Germans won the high-tech war. They had the best crafts. And the low-tech war was won by the states, right? The tanks and the tank war was won by them. But the Germans had that technology. All the UFO sightings of the late 40s and early 50s looked just like a prototype that the Germans were working on.
How did you come up with the thoughts of this?
Well, I started thinking because it was so laughable the way the military would explain that, oh, no, there's no aliens, it was balloons, it was flares. And I'm thinking, who's going to believe that? And I'm thinking they were using reverse psychology because they want people to think it's aliens. They don't want them to know that they have that anti-gravitic technology. You know?
Good point. Hey, thanks for the call. And I got to tell you, you can't rule out what you have just said.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.